Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grantline coming up in a few. I want phone calls on this Biden nomination of Kamala Harris. Alfonso says, woman can't win. American men won't vote for a female vice president with an aging, likely not to be in office very long because he's already said he won't run for re-election for a second term. What do you think? I'd like to hear from you. Joe in New Hampshire, hi.
Hey.
Yes, Joe.
Mind if I talk a little about the Eversource trucks down in North Carolina?
Please do. I'm dying to learn about this.
All right. Before I get to that, Ned Lamont is talking about investigations and holding feet to the fire. They're all one and the same. He and Eversource, he's told Eversource behind the scenes, don't worry, I'm going to say a lot to the press, but you have nothing right to worry about. You know, remember the wrestling? It used to be on TV. You had the good guys and bad guys, the WWF. Well,
exactly.
Ned is like that. He's the good guy, Eversource the bad
yep.
guy. But when they go into the locker room afterwards, they're...
Yes, yes. Okay, go on to South Carolina or North Carolina, wherever it
well,
is.
Well, yeah, Friday at 6 o'clock, Mitch, the spokesperson for Eversource, was on Channel 3 TV with Dennis House, and they asked him four questions. The fourth question was very direct. Has Eversource put any resources in New York or any other state? And Mitch looked right into the camera and said, absolutely not. Every single resource is staying here in Connecticut. But he was blinking his eyes
correct.
A lot when he talked. I noticed he was blinking. There's a person I know that just came down from Florida. He stopped in North Carolina over the weekend. And I was talking to him about it. And he said that he pulled over to like a restaurant in North Carolina last Sunday, and to fill up on gas, get a bite to eat. And I told him to be on the lookout for Eversource trucks.
Joe, what'd he say?
He said he saw two Eversource trucks in the parking lot at the gas station, the restaurant. He saw two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was last Sunday. And he said it looked like they're on their way back because, you know, they're on the side of the highway that goes north.
Good morning, Todd. Just a little information on in-person voting today. I was in Prospect. I was in and out within 5 minutes. Everything was clearly marked off for social distancing. They were using disposable pencils to fill in the ballot. Everything was very well organized. It was very clean. But to be honest, it's like that all the time when I vote, every election season. So I really don't understand what people were freaking out about. So just thought I'd let you know that at least Prospect is doing it right, and I'm sure many other places in Connecticut are as well.
All right. Well, there's a good point on a little perspective on elections. Of course, this is a primary, and hardly anybody votes, especially when they put them in the middle of August. So November will be a truer test. 860-522-9842. And let's go to Nicholas Manchester. Hi, Nicholas. Yes, Nicholas.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
I would like to talk about Ms. Kamala Harris, the pot-smoking prosecutor who packed away a lot of guys for smoking pot. A lot of blacks that I know are not happy with her because she's not black enough.
In other words, in her professional career as a prosecutor, which is now a suspect profession, as that is one of the first statewide slots that has been radicalized across the nation, that she's not up to snuff in terms of how she handled that office, right?
Well, you can't be such a hypocrite where you're out smoking weed while you're planning to put your brother away and your neighbors away for smoking weed. That's nuts. But also, the black community is not happy with her because she's not black enough. In other words, she's very light-skinned. She's only part black. And they say, here they go again. The Democrats are screwing us all over again. Can't they pick a real black woman? Like Joe Biden said, right? You're not really black.
Nicholas, where are you getting this from?
Black
this idea?
Neighbors, people.
Mm-hmm.
This
politics with people.
This is all new, just about an hour old. And people are not happy right from the get-go.
Well, I thought you might have heard some of it.
You're not really black.
Right. I thought some of it might have gone back to the presidential campaign because she was a hot commodity at first, and she did that attack, that sabotage of Biden in the first debate, and rocketed to the top, and then couldn't figure out a follow-up act, and people didn't like that prosecutorial game. 860-522-9842.
August 2020, the 10th, at 5 o'clock, called Eversource to thank them for a job well done. None of this is their problem. Can you get through to do that? No, they're only taking calls about power outages.
Well, thankfully, there's plenty of time to thank them later. Thank you for that, John. 860-522-9842. And Bob in Weathersfield. Hi, Bob.
Hello there. How are you doing? Two things. One thing is, I went out for voting today and this morning sometime, and there was some talk on the radio this morning about the write-in instrument. In my case, it was when you went in, when you signed in to vote and stuff like that, they gave you a pen, you went down, you voted, you brought your pen back, and you put it into a different cup, which gets desensitized later on. I guess they recycle the pen that way.
It gets pummeled with electrons at high speed.
Well, I didn't see how they did that part and stuff. But my second,
because I heard somebody tell Pastor Will that they had voted with one single use pencils.
Their own pencils and stuff. Well, that's why I was surprised because I guess it doesn't matter if you do a pencil or a pen. That's why I was surprised when they had a pen there. They had to go out and buy this, 10 big pens in this box of big pens and stuff to use them and stuff. But I don't know if they were.
Yeah, but all they have to do is throw them in a box and bring them out again next time. And after 14 days, there's nothing to worry about anyway.
Sure. My second thing was about the guest you had on a couple minutes ago. Alfonso.
Alfonso. Yes.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him about we're not ready for a female president yet.
Really?
And stuff. So yeah. The way I see it is, I think it was about three presidents ago. I think it was if the president wasn't in the armed services or served in a war or something, shouldn't be president. I mean, that seemed to evaporate over the last couple presidents. Who was the last president we had that was in a war? Was it one of the Bushes there?
H.W.,
yeah,
the father.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Clinton, since it's been since 92, almost 30 years since there's been a president who served in the military, except for W's National Guard Service.
Well, you know, and that says, you know what, it's they don't show the sign, I think, it's of strength and stuff. I mean, you know, if you go into a war and, you know, whether you actually go into action or not and stuff like this, but you went into services, mm-hmm. you came out, and to me that, I guess, you know, that means, I guess, more to me and not. But I'm not saying this. You can always have a female that goes into war, and she's promoted to, you know, general or something like that. She comes out and she runs for president. Okay, maybe, you know, at that time and stuff. But right now, if you had a Republican female running for president and you had a Democratic mm-hmm. male running for president, I'm a Republican. I would vote for the male Democrat just on
really?
That. Yeah. Just
you would
that.
Vote for the communist as
yeah,
long
sorry.
As he was a he. Wow, Bob, that's that's quite a confession. I like that framing of the conversation, though. Tom, we'll get to you in a sec. We need a rant line call, though.
Hey, man, are you kidding me? We're still listening to this idiot. We know what happened with the whole power deal. I've seen it in front of my eyes. Tree removal a couple days later because we need to suffer. I don't think that's right, bro. Thank you for giving us an avenue to speak it out. Later.
Well, thank you for speaking it out. Thank you very much for speaking it out. So, yeah, how do you feel? Would you go against your ideology to vote for or against a woman? Do you feel so excited about a woman vice president with Biden? Would you cross the lines? I find that to be just an amazing, amazing claim. Tom in Harwinton. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, in regards to your guest, McGrifter.
Yes.
You quoted him as saying the Biden-Harris ticket will lose because American men aren't ready for the possibility of her being a leader. Okay, why you're soft-selling what he said, I don't know. What he said was white men in America aren't ready for the possibility that Kamala Harris could be the leader.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I don't understand. Why did you soft sell what he said?
I didn't see myself as soft selling it. I'm not. I wasn't looking at it through the lens that you were looking at it.
Well, you're soft selling it because you now. I guess this is going to be
well,
a weekly. Thing
no, because I'm not even
pander,
sure
you're going to pander to
no,
an outright.
Tom, if you're
going to
just be a moron, Tom, there's no point in having a conversation. I don't know that. I don't know that that's what he was saying, and I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I think black men are perhaps more likely to be negative towards a woman. That's my guess. 860-522-9842. That could be an interesting conversation, Tom, if you were capable of behaving like an adult once in a while and having a conversation. Candace calling from Chicago. Hello, Candace.
Hey, Todd. I wanted to talk about, let's find out what her name is. Is she Kamala? Kamala? Kamala, Camille, I've heard her called all kinds of names, and it's never consistent. So the first thing I'd like to know about her is how you say her name.
Well, are you thinking there's multiple people there?
No, I'm thinking that if we can't decide from the East Coast to the West Coast and somewhere in between how to say the woman's name, I hope that becomes evident within the next 24 hours if she's the nominee. You know, I just never heard her. She answers to any of those when I've
heard
her
interviewed.
Oh, why not? Well,
she's trying to get known and be popular. I find her, I don't see her race or her femaleness being of that much. Maybe I'm naive about the electoral thing. What's your thought on that, Candace? Do you think there's bias against women?
And I don't think there's bias against women all the way going back to Geraldine Ferraro. I think it's them being Democrats that the problem is. But Geraldine Ferraro came with a little bit of a resume. And, you know, Sarah Palin, I didn't really appreciate until I heard her credentials, heard how she got to the top, the offices she served in. And then she had some family issues that were pretty popular at that particular point in time. Yeah, she had a quirky way of talking, a little bit of an Iowa accent or something. That drove people crazy. But she had experience. You know, the first thing I heard about Kamala Harris, whatever, is her sex history, that she slept to get where she is. That's not a resume writer for me. Then I heard that she was, the attorney general, but she threw a lot of people in jail for pot. I'd like to know what she knows about the Constitution, and I'd also like to point out that when it comes to the Democrats, what they do is they like to pick pretty people with some sort of a sexual history. They are pro-abortion until right up to the point of birth, or they've slept around with this one and that one. And they all can talk a perfect game, but they're all after power. I really like to know if they think the Constitution is a living, breathing document, or if it's to be interpreted as originally intended.
Of course it's the former. Candace, thank you. That was a great call. 860-522-9842. We're still doing rant line calls as well.
Todd, I'll guarantee you all these people that are Sturgis, they are one of the nicest people in the world, and they're not wearing masks, and I guarantee the media will say that the COVID-19 spiked there. But I guarantee that nobody there has it, because they're all peppered in alcohol. Yeah. I would go there, too, if I had a bike. All right, my friend. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Oh, this is a good day, isn't it? A lot of wild stuff going on. A lot of wild calls. We got a short. This is a short.
Here's my rant. Yep. Nutty Ned is complaining that Eversource didn't do a good job. And let's bring people in from Ontario, Rhode Island, Kansas. Do they all have to quarantine for 14 days before they go to work? Good job, buddy Ned. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that one I don't buy, but I am fascinated by this idea that Eversource might have rented out their guys to the state that was paying the highest fee and then brought in cheaper guys. That would be the kind of negligent oversight I would expect from the government, and just it would explain why Ned is so highly motivated to keep your eyes off what's actually going on. Next up on the phones, Mark West Hartford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Todd, I got to thank your news department for unintentionally pointing out, you know how we always use that term, the liberals eat their own, the extremists? So They announced that a older, rich, white politician with a half a brain announces he picked a first black female for a VP pick. And then in the same newscast, we have our own in Connecticut, rich white liberal politician with a half a brain. He appointed the first black female to the Department of Public Health, only for her to get fired. Now she's suing him for discrimination. She says he's trying to erase her noble contribution to black leadership. You can't make it up. He appointed her.
Yeah, well, posted. How can you not support her in this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm all the way. I forget her name, but I'm with her all the way. Thank you, Mark.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.